Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah Radio is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of the Royal South, the biblical scholarly journey of the true Israel, the Israelites of the Bible. This is part number 17, and I see the that maybe the young lion coming on stage on this Wednesday. I don't know. I'm trying to check and see if this is the young lion. Let me check and see if this is the young lion right here. It's coming on stage for another episode, part 17. No. Let me see. A young lion. One of the up-and-coming teachers out of Cap 1. Yahuwah bless you there, right.
Yahuwah bless you there. Seer, Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, young lion. That's a great thing, that young lion. I seen daughter just a minute ago pop in, and that's a great thing, too. So I think you probably get something going on there, young lion. You can get something going on. This is part number 17. We got a lot of memos came in there, young lion, so... got to take care of business. Remember one thing, that great big feast day is this time coming up next week on the 13th and the 14th, they call Purim. We'll touch on that too. And we also got a couple of memos to touch on some things that need to be touched on. So we'll see how the Spirit takes us and which way we go. So now, be online. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I think we'll get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, young man. All right, our daughter came back. Let's see if we grab daughter and make sure daughter all ready to hide that microphone too. So when you meet a daughter, Yahuwah, one of the sisters out of Cap 1 saying, "Daughter of Yahuwah, Yahuwah be to their feet right. Daughter of Yahuwah, Yahuwah be to their feet right." What's wrong with the microphone there?
Yahuwah bless you. Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal.
Daughter of Yahuwah, that's you. All right. All right. We got pretty good 1-2 punch here and get something going on 6-17. All right, yeah, young lion. So And young man, I want to open up in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And again, swing down to, this is a prophecy there, young man. And hey, daughter, tell me 1 Samuel chapter 21 through 54. Have that wait on me, daughter. But young man, this is a prophecy on what it says in Romans 4, 17. What it says, 4, 17, that young man.
The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17 reads, as it is written, I have made to a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahuwah, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
So what we have to do is understand we got to call things as though they not as they were. We got to talk about the second temple, just as Yahuwah's voice over to his life. We got to talk about land, school, banquet hall, and radio station. We got to put it out there. So we clear that you got to talk about it, and Yahuwah let you know, if you talk about it, it's going to come to pass. So we're talking about a second temple, and we're talking about land, school, banquet hall, and radio station. So you got to talk about it. The moment you're talking about it, you're on point. So now, in 2 Samuel, I need a case in point, y'all, right? David's in the ground, and on 2 Samuel 22, verse 41 down to verse 52. Take your time, that young lion, holler that microphone, and daughter, tell me that 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, 44 to 47. And 51 down to verse 54, daughter, after we kind of take care of young lion to get things going. Come on, young lion, come on.
The book of Samuel, the second Samuel, the seer, chapter 22, verse 41 to 52. Second Samuel 22, verse 41 reads, you have also given me the net of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Verse 42. They looked, but there was none to say, even to Yahuwah. But he answered them not. 43. Did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth? I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. 44. He has also delivered me from the striving of my people. You have kept me to be the head of the heathen, 17 nations, and the people which I knew not shall serve me. Verse 45, strangers to submit themselves unto me, as soon as they hear, they should be obedient unto me. Verse 46, strangers to fade away, and they should be afraid out of their closed places. 47, Yahuwah liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Yahuwah of the rock of my salvation. 48, it is Yahuwah that avenged me, and that bringeth down the people under me. 49, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. You also have lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Verse 50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Yahuwah, among the heathen, 17 nations, and I will sing praises unto your name. 51. He is the tower of salvation, for his king, and short mercy to his anointed unto David and to his seed forevermore. Hallelujah.
So what we read here is showing you got to talk about what's to come, because we know as we advance this ministry, all the haters, they're going They're on their way big time. They already, you know, running them out. And do everything they can to slow down this ministry. But you got to understand one thing, just to tell you, and you know, as long as you keep your Yahweh before you, you will be conquerors in this business. So never get excited.
Yahweh.
You hear rumors and rumors of everything. So understand one thing. If the Bible support it, fine. But if the Bible don't support it, then you know what to do about it. We could get a precept of a daughter, 17 verse 4. And sit down in verse 44 to 47 and 51 down to verse 54. See, one thing about it, you won't have haters. You always want to have haters. But you got to know about your game changer you got to have with you. Watch daughter delivered a knockout blow on 47, 17, 4, 44 to 47, 51 and 54. Come on, daughter, deliver a knockout blow, daughter, come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Samuel. Let me get that real quick. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 4 through 47, and verse 51 through 54. Chapter 17, verse 4. And there went up a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Verse 44 through 47. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of YHWH, Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Verse 46. This day will the YHWH, Yahweh, deliver you into my hand. And I will kill you, smite thee, and take thy head from me. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel. Verse 47. And all of this assembly shall know that the YHWH Yahweh saves, not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Yahweh, and he will give you into your hand, into our hand. Verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Verse 52. And the men of Israel and of Yahdah Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sharam, I can't pronounce that, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. Verse 53, and the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. Verse 54, and David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Yahdah Judah, but he put his armor in his tent.
So when David kept his Yahweh first, he led by example, daughter. So he led by example.
That's right.
And that's what we're trying to say. To build what we got on the table, we have to lead by example. Because see, when the people seen David, step out there and take down the big champion, little old David, little woolly haired, dark skinned David, take care of big Goliath over 7 to 10 feet tall, then Peter's understood this thing for real. That's why we got to lead by example. Let's get a precept on that, daughter. So what that means, let's get a precept on that. Let's go to First Chronicles, daughter. And look at verse 29. So we got to lead by example. If we lead by example, and they're going to step up. Because we know it's time now for a second temple, land, school, banquet hall, and radio station. But we got to lead by example. And how you lead by example is watching how they stand on pole in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 6 through 9, daughter, 14 down to verse 20 and 29. Watch how the people respond when you got proper leadership in place. Watch the people in 1 Chronicles 29, 6 through 9, 14 through 20 and 29. Come on, daughter.
Okay, the book of Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 6 through 9, 14 through 20, and 29. First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 6 reads, then the chief of the fathers and prince of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly, verse 7, and gave for the service of the temple of the Yahweh of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. Verse 8. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the temple of the Yahweh by the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite, the Gershonite. Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect mind put willingly to the Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14.
Let's get down 14 to 20 and 29.
But whom am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly or after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Verse 15. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. Verse 16. O Yahweh, our Yahweh, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a temple for your righteous name cometh of thine hand, and is all yours, all thine own. Verse 17. I know also, my Yahweh, thou triest the mind, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my mind, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto you. Verse 18. O Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the mind of your people, and prepare their mind unto you. Verse 19. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect mind, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. Verse 20. And David said to all the congregation, which is the children of Israel, now bless the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and all the children of Israel, bless the Yahuwah of their fathers, and bow down their heads, and worship the Yahuwah and the king. Verse 29. Now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel, the seer, and in the book of Nathan, the seer, and in the book of Gad, the seer.
Mm-hmm. So them seers kept notes exactly what was going on and how to move this thing from whatever point you was on to go forward. Skip that down to verse 9 and 17 again, daughter. I heard some out of verse 9 and 17. And I want to hear that again. Verse 9 and 17 again now, daughter.
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17.
Verse 9 and 17.
Okay.
Make it 9
okay.
and 17.
Okay. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9 and 17. Verse 9 reads, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with big mind they offered willingly to the Yahuwah. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Verse 17.
I know also, my Yahuwah, that thou triest the mind and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my mind, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy your people which are present here, who offer willingly unto you.
So you see, so leadership got to understand one thing. The people's going to watch leadership. That's why they told Moses, stand up on the cliff, Moses. When the people see you, they'll keep coming. So leadership got to be on the same page on what got, they got to have a vision on what's to come. That's why when a young mind read that verse in 4:17, you call things in advance, although they're not, as though it are. Why? You got to have that vision. And once you have that vision, the people will see that vision, and automatically they be want to say, look here, how can I be a part of that? Because I see those up front, they're on the same page about one thing, Yahuwah's business. Yahuwah's business. You get a case in point there, young lion. Let's take a look at what is Yahuwah's business. What is his business? It's 21st Peter chapter 2, verse 21 down to verse 24. What is his business? What is Yahuwah's business? Let's see if we find out what is Yahuwah's business. How did he lead by example for us to know today by going to 1 Peter 2, 21 down to verse 24? Well, let's say that, young lion.
We go to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 reads, for even hereunto were ye called, because your father's son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. 22, who did no sin, neither was guile deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23, who when he was revived, revived not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed.
Mm-hmm. So he leads us an example to follow what he owns Let's read some more of some of these examples there, young man. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 out of verse 26. He says he left us an example. Let's find out about some of his examples he left us that we should follow on what he owns. See, that's the key. We got to make sure we follow what he owns, and whatever he owns, if we follow that, we'd be able to cover the same ground that he covered. So what does he own, and what does he do in the 16th chapter, verse 24, down to verse 26?
The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24 to 26. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 reads, "Then said Yahweh the Son, and his disciples, his followers, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his covenant and follow me." Verse 26, verse 25, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Verse 26, "But what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life?"
That's good stuff there, young lion. So, the WCC said, now we see the word called cross there. So we know that word don't belong there because we just read from Peter, that was the eyewitness, that he was hung on a tree. See, otherwise, take your cross and walk. It ain't going to cut it once you understand how to precept the Bible. So now, young lion, and for the WCC World Council of Churches, let's get a second witness on to what the eyewitness said they seen him hanging on. Because you have all that stuff on your builders and all around your neck. But when you read the Bible or the eyewitness report, it's totally different. What do the eyewitness report say in 13:29 and 30? Let's see what it says in Isaiah 13, verse 29 and 30 there, young man.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 13, 29 and 30.
What do Acts 13, verse 29 and 30 say? Because WCC, the World Council of Churches, they say seen the word called cross. But let's see what the eyewitness see, what they think that was there in 13, verse 29 and 30. What they say they think.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 29 and verse 30. Acts chapter 13, verse 29. "And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid them in a sepulchre." Verse 30. "But Yahweh the Father raised him," Yahweh the Son, "from the dead."
So you said, so that's why once you understand that we have to, that's why this ministry got to lead by example. We understand how they will put words in place of words, and they'll build a false doctrine up. But he made it plain about some things. That's why we know that have nothing to do with no crosses, because we can read precepts. Now, young lad, I'm come back in 5:29 through 31 in Acts, but I want to put a precept out. See, we have to know by understanding the precepts of the Bible that them crosses is an idol.
Yeah. That
wood and stone is idol. And we know clearly that this man done some things that daughter getting ready to read in 2 Kings 17, 1 down to verse 6. 29, 37 through 41, daughter. So in 2 Kings chapter 17 there, daughter, 1 through 6, 12 through 24, 29 37 through 41. See, that's why we have to watch the best don't bump at God. And we know when you're dealing with Christianity, Islam, they got either a cross or a rock. But once you understand that this ministry got to show soundly that Yahweh had a problem in anger and angry about them kind of symbols. Watch daughter deliver knockout blow in 2 Kings 17, 1 through 6, 12 through 24, 29. 37 through 41. Come on. Come on
now. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 1 through 6, 12 through 24, verse 29, and verse 37 through 41. Chapter 17, verse 1 reads, In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Yahzadudah, began Hoshea, the king of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel for 9 years. Verse 2. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Verse 3. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. Verse 4. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Verse 5. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. Verse 6. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah, in Habor, by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. Verse 12. For they served idols, whereof the Yahweh has said unto them, you shall not do this thing. Verse 13. Yet the Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the seers, and by all the seers saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servant the seer. Verse 14. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in Yahweh their Yahweh. Verse 15. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round, concerning whom the Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. Verse 16. And they left all the commandments of Yahweh their Yahweh, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. Verse 17. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the YHWH Yahuwah to provoke him to anger. Verse 18. Therefore the Yahuwah was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Verse 19. Also, Judah kept not his commandments, the commandments of the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Verse 20. And the Yahuwah rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. Verse 21. For he rent Israel from the family of David, and they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Yahuwah and made them sin a great sin. Verse 22, for the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them. Verse 23, until the Yahuwah removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the seers. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Verse 24. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Seraphim, and placed them into the cities of Samaria, instead of the children of Israel, and they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. Verse 29. Howbeit every nation made idols of their own. Every nation made Yahuwahs of their own. In the house, in the temple of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. Verse 37. And the statutes and the ordinance and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore, and you shall not fear Yahuwah.
And
the covenant that I made, and the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear other Yahuwah. Verse 39, but the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies.
Yahuwah.
Verse 40, howbeit they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. Verse 41, so these nations feared the Yahuwah and serve their graven images, their children, and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day.
So you see that? So now we clear the children of Israel captivity. We clear what got the children of Israel, the Israelite, in captivity is for following false Yahweh. They start doing crosses, wooden stones, graven images, and what that look like today. That's Christianity and Islam. Every Christian spot on the planet, you got crosses up in there, and every Islam, you got some kind of, then in Judaism, you got the five-pointed star. So this is why we have to take our time to understand one thing. If you're going to get back to Yahweh, he don't change according to Malachi 3, verse 6, 13, verse 8 of Hebrew. So if you in a ministry and you walk in there and you see the crosses, you see the five-pointed stars, and you see the wood, the carved stone, small or great, you know that's not Yahweh's business. If he delivered them up then, he's going to deliver you up now. That's why at least you got to understand something. You got to make sure you understand that the crosses you see your mother, your auntie got all around there, a neck cross, they walk into the place, and behind the roster that's crosses all over the place. So understand something. This is not Yahweh doing. Yahweh, he's very angry with that kind of image and stuff like that. So we got to understand that. We got to make sure we understand you got to take up this man's word, his covenant. That's what you got to bear. You ain't got to, he said, follow him. He didn't tell you take your hand and rub it out to your belly and cross your shoulders, and now you own something. You ain't on nothing. Children of Israel, other nations can do that. But you got to make a change. That's why we come humble 6 nights a week. If you part of any kind of statue, crosses, five-pointed stars, you got to leave that alone. And remember, when y'all line read in Matthew 4, 17 through 20, Matthew 16, 24 through 26, it said, take up his covenant, his word, and follow him. And follow after his steps. We're going to find out what kind of steps he did. And it will be nothing about no wood and stone, because we found out plainly that he was hung on a tree. Nothing to do with no cross. He was hung on a tree. Now here comes the eyewitness one more time. You're going to bring our elder in. A young lion, come on back to that 529, and we'll read down so we find out the eyewitness that was there. If the eyewitness tell you what happened, and you still paying no never mind, that's on you. But here's the eyewitness in 529 going to tell you what you're supposed to obey. And he going to tell you exactly what he was hung on. So either you believe the Bible, put the Bible down and walk. We read earlier that take up this word and follow him. Follow him after his example. Follow his steps. We're going to find out some more about his steps a little bit later. And we're also going to touch on showing you about the rapture. A lot of elders and a lot of teachers teach a rapture. We're going to find out in this lesson, can that hold up when you do any kind of investigation on a rapture? You see, we got a lot of stuff on the table. But young man, give me that 529 down to verse 32. They're going to bring our elder in, and he's going to tell you all about the broadcast and what to come and what to look for. So give me that 529 down to verse 32. Let's get the eyewitness. Exactly what was he on? And let's see, do we have anything to do with a cross? See, a cross, let's find out what the eyewitness says that he was hanging off. The eyewitness, he was there. 529, 32, come on, young lion.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29 to 32. Acts chapter 5, verse 29 reads, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. Verse 30, Yahweh of your father, raise up Yahweh the son, whom ye slew, and hang him on a tree. Verse 31, him had Yahweh the father exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also of the righteous spirit, whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
That means he'll give you his righteous spirit, but you got to obey him. And how you obey him is by making a decision according to his word. So you read plainly that the cross have no merit. This man was hung on a tree. The same way that they got the Jim Crow laws and what they done mm-hmm. then, it's done the same way then. That guy from this, he was hung on a tree. So take up your cross and walk. That's Christianity. What I'm doing with the Bible. So you got to be able to bring the scriptures out, then make them comment on the scriptures, not comment on their feelings. Because they study kissing the cross, study going to all these tables, all these idols and images and stuff like that. And Yahweh got a problem with that, especially if you are the bloodline of Israelites. You're the bloodline of Israelites. You see what he did then? And we're going to find out where he pulled that from after I bring our elder in. We'll find out where that's coming from. See, we come humble to tell you one thing. If you're going to serve this man, give him what he said. Follow him, but after his steps. We're going to find out what kind of steps he had. And we found out now his step ain't got nothing to do with no cross. He was hung on a tree. So bring our head in, and he'll tell about the broadcast and whatever Yahweh put on him, and we'll get back on the subject matter. So he meet our head with a loud voice. He said, Elder, Mr. T of Israel. Yahweh, be there, see right.
And Yahweh bless you. See Israel, the sea of oil. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder, once again, we know the fox tail been lit, and the curtain air went up. And we got to be clear that you can be hanging around all you want in that's Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. But the Bible tells you plainly that he disapproves of that stuff, especially if you're an Israelite. So if you go in a place and they got the cross symbols and you got the wood, the rock, and the five-pointed staff, listen. Yahweh is showing you through example that he disapproves of that act. Over to I.L. Take a shot, Neil. Come on.
Well, Yahweh bless you, Brother Sear, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And everybody always hear me say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing, because we know each and every one of us came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening didn't ever understand. But it's the job of Yahweh's ministry to make all this misunderstanding very possible, because we have many people that came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some of those looking, they never find it. These are the misinformed. They're the ones that get all this bad teachings from all the other camps. They can do none of the things that we do. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the key word here is the righteous. Because if you're not right, you're going to be just like Cuba Gooding Jr. was in that movie. His name was Can't Get Right. So we don't want to be that way, because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that we have many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings and using over-loud bump-the-guns contest for righteous learning. And even taking Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that know. They have to remember, the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come. And that's right. You hear us say that each and every time. We're just waiting for the rest to come. Because we have to remember, it's the non-righteous job is to lead you astray. Like people I spoke of before, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud pump the gums, and roam toward Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. that comes to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have knocked, and this is the information that you all listening have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdan. We're open unto you on the normal days of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those normal days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. Now, this is pretty interesting. To get to this website address, on any one of your devices, put in tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. Now, to explain these choices, these are tithes and offerings. Many people have questioned, what are the tithes and offerings used for? Well, as I said before, in my last broadcast, it's used for the equipment to run our broadcasts and to maintain it, keep it operating so we can get good sound coming across the airways. For repairing the temple, plumbing, and things that are not seen, our lighting in the dining room, which we have new digital lighting, ceiling fans, and our kitchen maintenance. Also, for our new method of teaching, which is probably coming this year, we have a projector, along with the 100-inch screen that the temple has provided for our members. Also, we have an international line for our media support. So we have some people that make their donations, and they stand in line. Okay, we're here making their donations. Oh, pretty good. God quite bless you, brother. God quite bless you, sister. Then we have some making their donations. Okay, that should be enough. Oh, so we still say, God quite bless you. Now, you have to remember, you have to use this to know that the ministry is going to keep ourselves on top. So we say to use this if you wish to donate. You can donate with PayPal. Step number one is to, when you don't log into our website, step number one is click donate with PayPal. Step two is to enter amount with the message if you'd like to. And if you do that, may Yahuwah bless you. But doing that, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds, or the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Okay, I guess that brother donated what he could. Now, when doing this, you have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Now this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also, we're building a school, a banquet hall for our gathering of the members, a radio station where we can be heard worldwide, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Now also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. It's there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We even have a live program, which is available during our broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on her, look for Voices of the True Israelites, TrevorGod.com, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online podcast. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahqua Online. The first is the live conference call number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million accounts of Yahqua's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, only a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel from DVD. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, answering many memos. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. Please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. And to get there, just enter three words, Yahqua Radio Live, on your search line. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadam. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. And even during a normal Broad Talk broadcast, you'll find we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, which can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer. Even nowadays, your smartwatch, just make sure you have the Pal Talk app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadam. Our room will hold 50 or more participants, where Yahqua's Word will also be working for your Bible education. And online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So as we pass our program over to our seer Israel, remember, we are accepting tithes and offerings in our temple and also donations through PayPal. And those who donate the most that makes the most noise is usually the one that asks the most questions. Why do we not see where it goes? It goes to the temple to fix those things that are seen and those things that are unseen. Remember, as the Bible tells us, you have to have faith in the unseen. But those things that we do see, you realize that they're there. So let's take a look at the pages in our Bible and see what Yahqua's Word has to say for us. Pass our program to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahqua. Oh, let the elder make a donation.
And one thing about it, like we said, when we read that 417, it's showing that you got to call that in advance, and it's going to come to pass in the same token, but he gave us the blueprint. We got to follow his steps. So we're going to find out more about his steps after we clear them. See, if your mother, your loved ones, they go on places where you got to pick up your cross and walk. You know, you have been showing these verses to mom. Look, I see my auntie, whatever. You listen. Why are you going to place up your cross on you? And, you know, knowing that he was not. But you got to have your distance to back all this stuff up. Now, young lion, we want to get a couple more in on that. And then swing down to that. We're going to swing out and get some left, then we're going to take care of some more things on the way or take care of some things. You know, that I'm definitely going to take a look at it, at that, the rapture. Let me look at the rapture a little bit later. But I'm going to go back to Galatians chapter 3:13. And, you know, most Christians say, well, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, that, you know, we're upon the grace now, so we ain't got to do nothing. On that right side of the book, it don't mean anything. But Paul, remember, the other ring where the children of Israel went out in the captivity into Assyria. They went off into the northern world, too. They went everywhere. So Paul had to come and tell them something because they left the foundation from being from the southern kingdom and northern kingdom. They were somewhere in Europe somewhere. So Paul went over there in Galatia and told them what, young lion? What did Paul tell them in 3:13 to the Israelites that were scattered over there in Galatia? What did he tell them eyeball to eyeball in Galatians 3:13, young lion?
Book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13 reads, Yahweh the Son had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
So he said he redeemed us from the law. What law? Since what law did he redeem us from that we can read? Let's go to 10th chapter, verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah.
What law did he redeem us from? Let's see what law did he redeem us from. When you precept your Bible in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what law he redeemed us from. Come on.
The book of Israelite, include the word Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews, the book of Israelites, chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices, which they offer year by year, continually, make it the coming thereunto perfect. Verse 2. For dead were they, not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers was purged to have had no more conscience of sins.
So what law that you were redeemed from, do not have to kill no animal and bring it to the priesthood, because the Levitical priesthood was put on the shelf. So the law that you redeemed from is the animal sacrificial killing of animals. And Paul, in the 14th chapter online, he made it plain in verse 13 and 14. Acts chapter 14. Let's think of verse 12 down to verse number 15. Let's see how Paul make it plain. And daughter, tell me that Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 14, 26, and 27. Had to wait on me, daughter. Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 4, 6, 14, 26, 27. So now, see, listen, he redeemed us from the law of the animal sacrificial law when you sin and you have to bring something in when you sin against him. The law that you've been redeemed from, killing of the animal. Now, Paul went over to the northern world and looked at the northern kingdom. And look what they was on. Let's read 14 verse 1 and let you know where Paul was at. 14 verse 1. And then let's get down to verse 12 to 15. Take your time there, young line, and do your part. Come on. Acts 14, 1, 12 through 15. Come on.
Acts chapter 14, verse 1. Let's get down verse 12 to 15. Acts chapter 14. Verse 1, and it came to pass in Laconia that they went both together in the temple of Yah-Yah Judah, southern kingdom, and so spake that the great multitude both of Yah-Yah Judah, southern kingdom, and also of the scattered Israelites, nor of the kingdom, till nor the tribes believe. Verse 12. Then they called Barnabas, Jupiter, and Paul, Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Verse 13. Then the priests of Jupiter, which were before their cry, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Verse 14. It was the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out. Verse 15. And saying, Sir, why do you these things? Also, are men of light passion with you, and teach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living Yahweh, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Christianity has messed us up so bad that we don't understand, but we do understand, but we don't understand, but we've been called to understand. Now, this man was to who? What do this mean in verse 12 again? He was to what again? Now, what was he again in verse 12? Read verse 12 again.
Chapter 14, verse 12. And they called Barnabas, Jupiter, and Paul, Mercury, because he was the chief speaker.
See, he was the chief speaker. See, he was, it's not that he wasn't other speaker, but he was the head speaker. So we're going to take care of that. We're going to throw that out on the table, but we're going to take care of that a little bit later, what that means. He was the head speaker. The head, although you had other speakers, but he was the head. So we'll take that. Now, we thought I would tell you to take that something later on about something later on. But remember, killing other animals, that was removed from the record book, the killing of the animals.
Yeah, well.
You don't have to kill no more animals anymore. Now, all you're supposed to do now, an elk. All you're going to do now is Mark 1:15, hey, Mr. Tills, and 3:19, the book of Acts. That's all you got to do now. It's all you got to do right now, Mark 1:15 and Acts 3:19. Hey, Elder, Mr. Tills, what that say?
Okay. I think we're going to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. And we're looking after that in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse number 19. Mark, chapter 1, verse number 15 says, And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel, the covenant. Going to the book of Acts.
Yahweh.
Reading chapter 3, verse number 19 says, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was excellent. 1:15, kingdom of heaven is where now? We say in hand. What did it say in 1:15, the other? What he said again, that was excellent. You read an excellent verse, Elder. Read that Mark 1:15 again. That one, I just want to preach out that. Let you know.
Okay.
Although we're going to touch on the rapture shortly. But he just made it so plain by reading 1:15. Look what he said in 1:15. Again, Mark 1:15.
Reading the book of Mark, Chapter 1, verse 15 says, And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel or covenant.
Mm-hmm. So the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand, so repent. That's what he's saying. And the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent, right? Give me 1:6 on that, Elder, an act. I just want to take care of something. Although we're going to take care of the rapture shortly. But listen to what he's saying. And all we got to do is, remember, just take Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, just put it down from your brain for a second. And then you'll be able to see exactly what the Bible is saying, not what nobody dictates to you what you think it's saying. So now, Peter going to look Yahweh the Son eyeball to eyeball and say, what, 2 Timothy 1:6? 2 Timothy 1:6.
Okay, which book was that, Brother Seer? 1:6.
Yeah, what are you going to get to him in Acts 1:6? What is Yahweh going to say to him in 1:6? Acts 1:6.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, reading verse 6 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
All right. Is you going to restore the kingdom again to Israel? So once upon a time ago, the kingdom, they had possession of it once upon a time ago. Now you know that what he's talking about, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he's saying once upon a time ago, they had it. But daughter just got through reading how you lost it. See, daughter just got through reading, man, you know plainly just how you lost the kingdom. Okay? He just got through reading how you lost the kingdom and what you went off into and exactly what you off into right now. Daughter just got through reading it. How you lost the kingdom, you just got through reading from daughter. Okay? So now, and something else going to keep you out of the kingdom. Come on, our daughter Yahweh. What's going to keep you out of the kingdom in Amos chapter 5, 1, 2, 4, 6, 14, 26, 27? Let's see what else can keep you out of the kingdom.
The book of Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 4, 6, 14, 26, and 27. Amos chapter 5, mm-hmm. verse 1 reads, hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O family of Israel. Verse 2, the virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. Verse 4, for thus say the YHWH Yahweh unto the family of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, seek ye me, and you shall live. Verse 6, seek the Yahweh, and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the family of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in battle. Verse 14, seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahweh of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Verse 26, for you have borne the tabernacle, the temple of your Moloch in Sion, your image, the star of your Yahweh, which you made to yourself. Verse 27, therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, said the Yahweh, whose name is Yahweh of hosts.
And what reason they're going to captivity, daughter, in verse 26? Now, what reason is the children of Israel going to captivity again? Now, now they're going to be even moved further than where they was at. For what reason, again, in verse 26?
Amos chapter 5, verse 26 reads, "But you have borne the temple of your Moloch and Chaim, your enemy, your images, the star of your Yahuwah."
Oh, you see that? To yourself. You see, so you see, you're dead. You went off into this 5-point starter. Now you got brothers. Now you got those of Israelite descent going to places where over the doors they got a 5-point star, 6-point star. You see, that's what got you in trouble before. And now you jump off into ministry, you see the 5-pointed, 6-pointed stars before you walk into that place. And then you walk right into that, and it's the same thing you did then. You think Yahweh going to leave you unpunished? That's the reason why when you discuss the Bible with you now, you don't want to hear no Bible. You know why? Because Yahweh will check you down. He's not going to let you find nothing in his Bible. As long as you keep on doing this, Christian cross, Islam rock, Judaism 5-pointed stars. That's the reason you in captivity today, children of Israel. He said, this is a lamentation against you. So you see, you got your loved ones going to places and got a 5-pointed star. That's why you in captivity today. Get a precept on that, daughter. We're going to Acts 7, 4-2. Verse 41, 41 down to 44. We're going to Acts chapter 7, verse 41 down to 44. So you see, the reason, that's why this ministry got to come. That's why if you don't support something, support this. We're going to show you the way to go to help your loved ones before you shut down. We're going to talk about this rapture, but you just got to read soundly, you know. You got to read soundly something a minute ago. Repent, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Peter asked 1:6, are you going to restore the kingdom back to us again? That means they had the kingdom of this big word you got. And we're going to show you where it's at shortly. But daughter, in Acts 7, 41 to 44. Now this is on the right side of the book. Let's see what daughter delivered. Come on, daughter. Deliver knockout, go, daughter, come out.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 41 through 44. Verse 41 reads, "And they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the words of their own hand." And rejoiced in the works of their own hand. Verse 42. "Then Yahuwah turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the seer, O you ye family of Israel, you have offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness." Verse 43. "Yeah, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch, of your idol, Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." Verse 44, "Our fathers had the tabernacle, the temple of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen."
Mm-hmm. So, and I go back to what the young lion read, follow my steps. Follow my steps. The reason why the children of Israel are in captivity today is because they go worship. They are often to the Roman Catholic Church, Islam, Judaism, and they every place where what Yahweh tell you not to be, not to worship, none of that image stuff. And there you are, either you go and spend your money going to what a statue of Mary supposed to cry at a certain time, blood out her eye. You're going to spend all that money to go see Mary cry out her eye, knowing Mary is a dark-skinned black Israelite with woolly hair. And you go somewhere and pay all that money and watch that statue cry before you. Then you pass it on to you, to your loved one. You see what you do? So we, you know, we Israelites, we in bad shape. This man tell us, don't do this kind of thing. And told you, you're going to leave your land and where you at today, but the only way you come out of this thing, you got to repent. You got to walk away from all them statues and crosses and five-pointed stars over the doors and all. You got to leave that stuff alone. What you got to do? You got to leave it alone, see, right? So I know my mama did it, my auntie did it, but you doing what mother get ready. We just bring mother DF Israel. Right, but look what you're doing. So one of the mothers out of camp one to look and see, I don't holler that microphone a little bit. I don't mind hollering that microphone. I know what I gotta do. Mother DF Israel. Yahweh BJFC right.
Yeah, bless you,
sir,
Israel of C Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, why there, Mother of Israel. Now, Mother of Israel, now, see, we're trying to help our loved ones, those that want to be here. We got to get away from this understanding that the wood, the cross, all this stuff right here is going to keep us down and we'll be unstable in the brain. And all this, everything we read was pulled from Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 3, mother, and verse 9. Everything was pulled from Leviticus 26, 1, 2, 3, and 9, mother. Give that microphone and make the mass noise over 900,000 strong. Talk to your mother, D.F. Israel, deliver the knockout blow in Leviticus 26, 1, 2, 3, and 9. What does it say?
1 to 3 and verse
9.
Okay, Leviticus 26, verse 1. You shall make you no idols, nor graven image. Neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 2. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary, temple. I am Yahweh. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, verse 9. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you.
Verse 9.
Verse 9. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you.
Mm-hmm. That's it, mother. So even you know, if you leave this foolishness alone, this wood, cross, and the five-pointed star alone, say you have for you, mother, again in verse number 9. Read that again one more time. What do you say he'll do for you if you walk away from going to worship him where they got a cross there? They got a five-pointed star, or they got a rock sitting right there in the middle. You know, what did he say he'll do for you in verse number 9?
Leviticus 26, verse 9. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you.
You see that? So he letting you know how for him to kick in with you. If you walk away from just these corner places, and he told you to take up his word and follow him and walk after his steps, that's what he's talking about. So we got to find out. We got to find out, young lion. We got to find out. If he got to walk in his steps, then he got to left up an example on his steps. He got to be a left up an example on his steps. Matter of fact, Paul in Galatians 1:15-16, he was what? To make a profound statement, never mind. He was what? In Galatians 1:15-16. Let's talk about it. Young line. I'm trying to come on.
Book of Galatians 1:15-16. Galatians 1:15. Read. When it pleased Yahweh, the Father, who separate me, Yahweh the Son, from my brother's womb, and call me by his mercy. Verse 16. To reveal his Son in me, that I might teach him among the heathen, 10 northern tribes, scattered Israelites. Immediately, I confer not with flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, now, we got his resume. I know he said 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, what he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1.
Go out to the book of 1 Corinthians 11:1. Book of 1 Corinthians 11:1 reads, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Yahweh the Son.
So he's saying, follow. So Paul says he follows Yahweh the Son. Yahweh the Son is saying, y'all follow me. Paul laid out in his era of leadership. Now, before we touch on the rest, listen what is said here in Matthew 11, young line, particular verse number 11. Now, I don't see when anybody put this together. 11, Matthew 11:11-12. What it says, Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. Now this is Yahweh talking, right? Right. What do we say in Matthew 11, verse 11 and 12?
The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 11, verse 12. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 11 reads, truly I say to you, among them that are born of woman, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. In 313, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and violence taken by force. What is they saying here, Elder? St. John 3:13. What is saying in St. John 3:13? So, I mean, this is what, if you put Christianity down, Islam and Judaism down, and just follow the lead of six anointed camps, Yahweh brought them to his life through the Bible, you know, your mind will be most stable before we get up into this rapture, and you'll be able to clear, you can tell something ain't right when you read the scripture. So it says, Elder 3:13, St. John?
In the book of St. John, chapter 3, reading verse number 13, it says, "And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven."
Yahweh the Son said, no man ascended up to heaven. So did John. He couldn't have been in the heaven up and away, could he? Could he have been? If he tell you, no man, must be up Israel. Read me Titus 1, verse 2. If he said, no man ever sit up to heaven, so this heaven that John was in, and they lost his place by violence, and it was taken away through violence, so that heaven must be that he referring to, it must be somewhere else. It cannot be up north. So it cannot be up the way. So some got to be investigated. That's why you got to have like a detective agency. This biblical Bible teaches them a detective agency. See, Christianity is a drug that it works in a morphine drip. Christianity is telling you all being the same. It's worse than a morphine drip. That's dangerous. Christianity is dangerous. A morphine drip ain't got nothing on Christianity. What are we getting ready to read? Who reading what?
Okay.
What you read, Mom?
Titus.
What you, yeah, 1 verse 2?
Which Yahweh has, I mean, which Yahweh that set our lives promised before the world began.
So, if you want eternal life, Yahweh is not lying. He said no man ever went to hell, either the Son of Man that came down from heaven. So, if he said no man went to heaven, that means that John and no man ain't been up, ain't no man have been up to heaven. So, that means this, what you trying to get to, it ain't going to add up if you tell you no man and make it feel bad. I'm struggling right now, but if anybody want to help the OCL and 2 Timothy, it talks about something else that we need to know. Now, after Paul got all his information, it talks about something over in Timothy. They talk about the same thing, but I'm struggling right now. Anybody want to help the old sit up? He's struggling on showing the fact that this conversation was told to Paul to go tell Timothy, and Timothy made it plain about some things, but I'm struggling right now, you know, pertaining to the same, to the preceptor of that. Anybody want to help those see out on a precept about no man? I don't want to telegraph no more of it. I just want to be like a surprise to the national audience. Sierra is struggling right now on the fact of when Paul was raised from the womb to instruct him. And he told Titus to let them know that was it's a precept to that. But the sea is struggling right now, so anybody help those sea out from struggling on the precept of no man at once to heaven? I can tell you more about it, but I don't. So then I'll help those sea out on that. No man went to heaven. What's the precept to that? But I'm struggling right now, so what I do, I guess I just I put 216 on it and come back with it later. But I'm struggling right now on that precept, telling you that no man has went to heaven, and you got a precept over there in the book of Timothy that knocks it out the park. But right now, the seal is struggling. What I do, since I'm struggling, I leave it like it is, and I come back with it later. You know, if you really want to give it to me, fine, but you know, I'll put it to the side till later on. That went to heaven. So we can leave it like this until we can come back with it later. Unless somebody wanna pull old Sierra out and say, look, I got it, Sierra. I got this Sierra. I know what you want. I like to hear. I got this Sierra, I know what you want. So we found out one thing. Here's a priest opponent. Here's a priest opponent in Timothy. I'm definitely got to read. So no man had went to heaven. So now, if no man went to heaven, and Christians teach about a rapture, you're going to be up and away from here. But we read plainly, let's read that again, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 24. We'll start for a minute, and Doris, we're going to take a look at something behind it. And we gotta understand some things. We will understand some things after 1 Peter 2, 21 out of verse 24. What is that, young lion?
All right, chief speaker of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us in an example that we should follow his steps. Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23, who when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Verse 24, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, to live unto righteousness, whose stripes we are healed.
Mm-hmm. So he bear our sin on the tree. So he made himself a curse for us, right? Now, and the book of Deuteronomy is there. And see, that's why you understand something. They'll say, well, you know, everything done away with. Well, all these verses are pulled too. They was pulled, and the show they bear your sin hanging on a tree, not a cross tree, right? So you know, it ain't gonna cut it when you dig down in his Bible. And 21:23, this is where he pulled it from. He pulled it from Deuteronomy 21:23. He pulled that verse. He pulled it from the left side of the book. That's saying
Yahweh.
They pulled it from the left side of the book. But we go to these ministries today, I've always done away with. No, always put your money. So here go exactly the curse. 21:23
of Deuteronomy. Come on, y'all. The book of Deuteronomy. The fifth book of the law. Chapter 21. Verse 23. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 21. Verse 23. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is a curse of Yahweh. That your land be not defiled, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, give you for an inheritance.
Mm-hmm. So, again, all it was pulled from the law, that when you hang a man, you hang him on a tree. You hang him on a tree. So where this cross stuff come from? This is where Christianity came in, and you know, overwhelmed you. Like, you got now, they got all kind of decorations. You know, I was telling Mother Devil that some old crosses, you know, don't worry, you ain't got no argument about them crosses. Get all them crosses out of there, and them benches too. All anything like a cross, remove it. Get it up out of there. Yeah. If I got to come down and put it on my back, I have to get it out of there. Nobody's going to see no crosses. I don't care how the lights line up. Hot the lights. lit lights all the way up, and them crosses. Them crosses, you want no part of them crosses. That make us a hypocrite. I don't be no hypocrite. Too late. So all them crosses, tell them they weapons. Come get it. He that don't see it, got to come put it on his back. He has to get it out of there. And those long, heavy benches, too. Get all that stuff up out of there. Huh? Heavy benches and them crosses. Get that stuff up out of there. Huh? Mother. Yeah. So you make sure you let them know you ain't got no argument whatsoever. Them crosses and these long old benches moving forward, east meets the west. Ain't no fear. So he'll come down here, push him out. If that what it takes. I got it. Good. So we know one thing. It ain't gonna work. See, this is a curse. So we gotta follow Yahweh's steps. Now, daughter, let's follow from his steps. Let's find out some of Yahweh's steps. What is some of his steps that needs to follow? In Matthew 6. Let's stop it now. Let's see what he says in 6, 1 down to verse 4, 10, 14, and 15. Daughter Yahweh. You better follow some of Yahweh's steps. Now Yahweh, he always edifies those that will take his place because he was going back. And he was the chief man at that time. But he had 12 followers. So now he's going to tell them something. Eyeball in the 6th chapter of Matthew, 1 down to verse 4, 10, 14, 15. Hey, daughter Yahweh, what he tell them that we can all read together? That's him talking to the followers. What'd he say?
And see, I think I found something in that, with that you was talking about.
All right.
Okay.
All right, daughter.
Tell me
what you got. What you got?
First Timothy chapter 6, starting verse 15 and 16.
Yes.
Which
exactly
in
right,
his
though.
Time. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 15 and 16.
Well,
which in his time.
Verse 14, hey, daughter. Yeah. I think it was at verse 14 just to make it sound good. We was looking red all the time, daughter, but we just I'm glad you got me just brought to the table. But pick up at verse 14 just to make it sound good. Verse 14, what's that, daughter?
First Timothy chapter 6,
hey,
verse 14. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 14 reads, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Yahweh, YHWH, the son of YHWH, the father, Yahweh. Verse 15.
Hold on, daughter. So we got to keep the law, statutes, and the commandments. How long, daughter? How long, according to verse 14? How long we going to keep
the
law, statutes, and the commandments? Until
the appearing of our Yahweh.
You see that?
The son of Yahweh, the father.
So we got to follow his steps until he gets back. So we are following his steps until he gets back. And we are keeping his laws, statutes, and the commandments until he comes back. Is that what we're reading, daughter?
That's what I'm reading.
Hallelujah. Well, come on, come on.
Verse 15, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings. And Yahweh of Yahweh. Verse 16. Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, no man can approach unto, whom no man have seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power forever, and power everlasting. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Now, the heavens that you talking about going to a rapture to, Yahweh said, this heaven, and when your preacher said and put your loved ones in this heaven, he just said with the precept, and daughter delivered a knockout blow, in verse 16, how many men shall see, and men cannot see it. Just like when Elder read in 3:13, so now you've got to re-examine yourself, touch on the rapture. Wait a minute. How are we going to be raptured away in the world and no man have seen it and no man can see it? Now, hold that point before you read that verse again, that daughter. Hey, Mother of Israel, give me 6:62 of St. John. See, that's why I said you come out of what needs to be, you know, a crime is Christianity. That is, you lock them up for having dope. You need to lock them up for being a Christian. Because that's the biggest morphine or drug it is being a Christian. Because the Christians think they leaving here in every funeral, somebody loved one is gone somewhere. And we just read, ain't no man is going there, no man have seen it, and can't see it, ain't going to see it. You see that? Now, who's talking this big old talk anyway? That's not who making all this great big talk with the precept. St. John 6, mother. And let's find out. He asked a question in 61. He asked a question. What did he ask in 61, mother? St. John 6, 61. He asked a question. He talked to the priest.
St. John chapter 6, verse 61. When Yahshua the Son knew in himself that his disciples followed murmurs at it, he said unto them, "Do it this offend you?"
He said, "Do this offend you? Do this offend you that what we get ready to read about the rapture has been taught wrong? And if they do this offend you?" Look what he said in verse 62.
And if you shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before.
You know mm-hmm. you know who you left at your house when you leave, don't you? Don't you know who you know on why you left at your house with Lucky? So you know how to my no, Lucky, I left Lucky at my house. Lucky there. See? How in the world can you hear the man that was up on the right hand of the Father? He left to come down here to get you back on the right track, keep the law, statutes, and commandments. So don't you think he know who was left up there with him? It was the Father and an angel. Ain't no man up there. Ain't no man up there. Ain't no one man up there. Huh? And matter of fact, daughter, what it says in verse 6, do you believe any of the Bible? 6:16, daughter, come on, daughter.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16 reads, Who only have immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Hallelujah.
No man. I mean, how plain can you make it? And go back up at 3:13 of St. John. See, listen, I'm telling you. If you know a loved one at the end of the Islam duty, you might have to pull out that old pistol. And pistol whoop some of them out of there. Especially out of them Catholic churches. Pistol whoop them up out of there. Huh? They out there going watching pale skinned Mary with gonna be crying in a couple months. Mary's a black, dark skinned, woolly haired woman married to a woolly haired black man called Joe. See? Dark skinned people. And every statue you got look like sins of Esau. So, I'm not a whistle out of your sleep. And just, why do you keep ignoring what the Bible is saying? Why should we go into rapture? We could knock the rapture out of the box in a minute. But we want to look at St. John 6. I mean, 3:13, what's that, dog?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 13 reads, And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Let me $5. No, what I just said. You understand that? Let me $5 here. No. Do you understand that? But well, you can't understand this right here. You got degrees on the wall, and you can't understand what no man has been up there. No man has been up there. But that's gonna get past you every time. Then you gonna show your preacher that. He gonna say, you must be listening to Yahweh's voice over to his right hand. Yeah? Get over there and pay your tithes and close that book up and listen to me moan and groan. That's what you do. Yeah. Now, dog, let's go back now and give me that Matthew chapter 6. Now, this Yahweh the Son, remember, said, follow him. What we got to do is follow his steps. He is his step. Matthew 6, 1, 9, verse 4, 10, 14, and 15. Is somebody step? Or daughter, come on.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through 10, and 14 and 15.
No, 1 through 4. Make it 1 through 4 and skip down to 10, 14, and 15.
1 through 4, 10, 14, and 15. So, okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, 10, 14, and 15. I mean, 1 through 4, 10, 14, and 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 reads, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. When thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the temple and in the streets, that they may have honor of men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. Verse 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Verse 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your sin.
Mm-hmm. That's a big talk of that. But what he said again in 4 and 10 again, there, dog, what he said, remember, alms means money. That means money. Alms is money. When you do your money, look what Yahweh said, what he going to do when he see you doing your money. Alms means money. Verse 4 and 10.
The book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 4 and 10. That thy money may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you
verse
pray,
10.
Verse 10. Thank you. Verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
So where what your kingdom going to do? Your kingdom going to do what, daughter? I mean, our kingdom, if we understand about, what is our kingdom? It's going to do what?
Our kingdom is going to come.
It's going to come. See, our kingdom is going to come. So if you're going to be raptured away from here, and then we precept in 21, 1 down to verse 3, daughter, we go to Revelation 21, 1 down to verse 3, and 10 through 12, and see what the kingdom is above. And it's not if a Christian, he ain't got a smell of the kingdom coming. Let's see what the kingdom for anyway, and he said it's gonna come. And we can go read where it's coming into him. He gonna tell you about the kingdom coming right now. In 21st, 1, 2, 3, came down to verse 12. Listen to this. I mean, Christianity is some of the books for the worst of all, and get the worst times of all as being a Christian. Christianity is working in a morphine drip. Here's the man saying your kingdom is coming. This the one made to heaven, look, say your kingdom is coming, and John is in prison. He's been telling you who is coming for. 21st chapter, 1, 2, 3, 10 through 12. That was the little.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 3 and 10 through 12. Verse 1 reads, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 2, and I saw the righteous city, new Judah, Israel, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the temple of the Yahweh is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, daughter, read verse 2 again. Read verse 2 again, daughter. Listen.
Yahweh.
Read verse 2 again, daughter.
And I saw the righteous city, the new Judah, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Kingdom that you're talking about, the rapture you're talking about, it keeps coming down, and Christianity said, you going up, you won't miss it. You won't be up there by yourself. Because it's coming down to the men. It's coming, and he said, we're going to be down here with the men. So now you talking about a rapture. If you rapture away, you're going to be up there by yourself. Because the ball game is going to be here. Now, let's find out, according to 1121, daughter, where is kingdom of heaven going to be at? Let's find out where it's going to be. Where's heaven going to be at for you?
Yeah.
Before you reach 10 through 12, daughter. I tell you what, let mother grab that. Hey, mother, give me a grab. Grab that verse over there in 1121 of the book of Deuteronomy.
Hallelujah.
Read 1121 so we can find out exactly where the people that started getting ready to read heaven going to be at. We're going to read what the Bible says our heaven going to be at. You're the ones that understand this Bible. You know, ain't up on the morphine drip of Christianity. What is it, mother, in 1121 Deuteronomy? Mother D.F. Israel? 1121.
What did
you
say?
1121, mother D.F. Israel, Deuteronomy.
I'm knocking on my door.
St. John 11:21.
Yeah, Deuteronomy 11:21. Let's see it.
What is it?
Yeah, Deuteronomy 11.
It's Charles. There's somebody else good.
Okay. Pick it up. Hey, yo, pick up that 11:21, yo. Pick up the 1121 of Deuteronomy.
Okay. In the book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 11:21.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 21. And 21 says, "In that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Yahuwah swear unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth."
So, heaven to the tune of Israel will be well, Elder. Where is our heaven going to be at, according to that verse right there?
Up on the earth.
On earth. Up on earth.
Well, Yahuwah.
Remember, sort of reading earlier over there in 1 Kings 17, what happened, you started messing around with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and he rooted you out of heaven. You was in heaven. But you started messing up with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, started doing the wood, the cross, and the statue thing. He said, "I hate that. I give you my word, so I'm going to kick you out of heaven." So you've been kicked out of heaven because of your own doing with daughter read in the 17th chapter of 2 Kings. You've been kicked out of your heaven. Your heaven is on earth. Now, precept that. See, when you precept your Bible and you want to bump your gums, you go right ahead. Go to 13th chapter. Paul talks about these things in 13th chapter of Hebrews there. Paul talks about some things in 13th chapter. And let's see what he said. We're going to see what he said. Now, Paul was raised from the womb. So if anybody can tell you some good stuff, it's Paul. What did Paul say in make that the 12th chapter, L. What did Paul say in verse number Hebrews 12:21-25? Let's see what Paul said. So we're going to see what Paul said. You know, Young Lion read in Galatians 1:15-16, that he was raised from the womb to take care of his business, to reveal his son, the Father's son, in him. Okay, let's see what what's going on when Paul addressing somebody, the southern kingdom, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, or the temple. And then what he said to them in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 21 to verse 25. What did he say?
Hebrews chapter 12, reading 21 to 25. 21 says, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living Yahuwah, the heavenly Jerusalem, Yadah, and to the innumerable company of the ministers, the spirits." 23.
Hold on. Look what Paul let them know, that whatever was that now before he got kicked out of the land. "But you have come unto Mount Judah, unto
Yahuwah,
the city of the living Yahuwah, the heavenly Yahuwah Judah." So there go your heaven right there. Your heaven's right there.
And Yahuwah.
When you got time to take, there go your heaven. Moses, he reported that Moses got to the place, and Moses quaked. Because he said, "Well, there is innumerable company of angels." We can go further and show you 300 angels right now, dusting the place off, but in another dimension. But there goes your heaven that you're trying to get to, right now. You're trying to get right to the southern kingdom of Israel, Judah, Israel. That is your heavenly heaven on earth. You got kicked out of that place. That was the heaven. That was Paul said, Peter said in 1 verse 6. "Are you going to restore the kingdom of heaven again to us?" He said, no, you got to go into captivity because y'all want to do wood, stone, coffin. You want to eat chicken, and you want to eat and hog. You get up out of here until you understand that that kind of food going to keep you visiting Doc Cook. Until you understand that what heals you, give me a precept, L. I tell you, keep reading. Go ahead. Keep reading some more. Keep reading. Read that verse 22 again. Because the heavenly is the southern kingdom of Israel. That is the heavenly.
Yeah,
and that goes 1,500 miles. It can go from southern kingdom for 1,500 miles in a square. No, that's going to be where the temple going to be at. 1,500 miles from the center capital of the world. And the center capital of the world is not over there, what you call right now. The center capital of the world, if you go and go on your Google map and look at it's around Kenya. The center capital of the world is around Kenya. Me and the children of Israel had all that too once upon a time ago. But we don't know that. Our land reached all the way over God, the center capital of the world, around Kenya. And it went 1,500 miles for the rest. Everybody got a bag back and get behind the 1,500 miles around what you call Kenya. And northern Ethiopia, the children of Israel, Solomon used to run that too. See, we got a lot to teach on. So support this ministry, Land School, Banquet Hall, radio station, a double temple for what we got to do in time to come. Okay? So now we find out right now, Paul is children of Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, know exactly where they're standing there right now. They in heaven, on earth. Read in verse 22. Come on, yo.
Reading verse number 22. It says, but ye are coming to Mount Zion, Yahweh Judah, and to the city of the living Yahweh, the heavenly Jerusalem, Yahweh, and to the innumerable company of the minister spirits. 23. To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the Yahweh, the judge of all, and the spirit of just men made perfect. 24.
Hold that point.
And to Yahweh,
hold that point. We read that. Hold that point. We read 24. The living church. What church will be in there? Now come on back, daughter. Come on back, daughter. Find out. And 21, 10 through 12. What is the true name of this word called the church? People tell you not gonna be in this heavenly on earth. What's the true name gonna be? The word called church. Dog could tell you right now who's going to be there. And 21, 10 through 12 of Revelation. Come on, dog.
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10 through 12. Verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the righteous Judah, descending out of heaven from Yahweh. Verse 11, having the honor of Yahweh, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a, verse 12, and had a wall great and high, and 12 gates. And at the 12 gates, 12 angels. And names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
So this new Yahweh Judah is coming down and going with a high wall 1,500 miles four directions. It's for the 12 tribes of Israel. So if you are Christian, Islam, and Judaism, you got a way to get in here, but not the way you think you, but who will run things. Every gate is going to be three gates of the children of Israel on three sides. And they will have great big angels on there. And if you coming into here, that means you've been submit to the law, statutes, and commandments. That means you walked away from your paganism, your morphine drip. You're not keeping Sunday anymore. You're keeping Saturday, Friday night, Saturday night. You're wearing them fringes. You're doing dusty as the four-letter man. then you got opportunity to come here after you submit yourself. But this right here is designed for the rise and fall and return 12 tribes of Israel. They lost their heaven on earth. But now it's time to gain it back through this kind of teaching. See? So now, you understand that. Once you understand the rule, the 12 tribes of Israel will be the boss men and women of the eternal heavenly on earth. And all other nations, if you made it, that means you have done everything that's required of you to do, but we can't take care of the WCC, nothing left. We're not going to catch you that. We're going to give them a rapture right now. Saying one thing, if the other nation makes it, that means they've been got behind Yahweh's voice up to his right, and they got it where they fit in it by donating to his ministry to make things happen, and then keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, then we talk about it. But we'll leave that like it is. I will get back close to this rapture in a minute. Now, Elder, give me that verse in Matthew 9:35-38. Well, that's enough. We got enough of that. We got enough of that to know one thing. Kingdom going to be here. So in Matthew 9:35-38, Dale, what does it say? Matthew 9:35-38.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, reading verses 35 to verse number 38. 35 says, "And Yahweh the Son went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, temples, and preaching the gospel, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36, and when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38, pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest."
Mm-hmm. Praise that. And we praying for laborers. Come on in and let's follow Yahweh's steps. Remember, this is Yahweh's steps. He said he's seen those had not proper leadership. He said he's seen that. He had bothered him that they had no proper leadership. Now, young man, now, remember, we read that we need to follow his steps. Let's find out some of his steps, and we're going to ask you a question on the international side. Are you following his, you want to follow his steps? Let's see what his steps is in Matthew 17:24-25-27. Let's find out some of Yahweh's steps there. A question going to be asked, young lion. Let's see if we analyze some of his steps. Matthew 17:24-25-27. What do you say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 17:24-25-27. Matthew 17:24 reads, "And when they will come to Capernaum, they will receive tribute, money, came to Peter. He speak of the nation of Israel and said, do not your master pay tribute? Verse 25, he said, yes. When he was come into the temple, Yahweh the Son presented him, saying, what figures you, Simon, or who do the king of the earth take customs or tribute of their own children or of strangers?" Verse 27. "Notwithstanding, lest we shall offend them, go you unto the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first come up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money, and take and give it to them for me and you."
Oh, so Yahweh's son, when he came to the temple, they asked the question, like, do your master pay tribute? That means free will offering, donations, tithe, 10%.
Yahweh.
Do your master, is he above paying tithe, free will offering? That's what he say. Since he is the head man, is he above paying and hit that box over there? Is he above that? What did Peter say in verse 25? What did Peter say?
Matthew chapter 17, verse 25 reads, he said, yes, and when was to come into the temple, Yahweh the Son presented him, saying, what thinkest you, Simon, or of who do the kings of the earth take customs?
Hold on, young man. Be all ears. Now, listen. I'm trying to tie this in. Conversation is about 24. And they want to know, because he's the one that is Yahweh the Son, do he pay tithes, free will offers, donations, and contributions? They're going to ask him a question in verse 24. They're going to ask Peter, do your master pay? Do he pay no net? Do your master pay? Read verse 24 again.
Look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. And when they will come to Capernaum, they that received tribute, money, came to Peter and said, do not your master pay tribute?
Do your master, do he pay tribute, mean money? Do he do his donation of free will offering? Do he do that? Let's see, is Yahweh above paying tithes, free will offering, 10%? Is he above it? He said, do your master, is he going to hit that box over there? Let's see what Peter said in verse 25.
Verse 25, he said, yes. And when he was coming to the temple.
Good. So we found out that Yahweh the Son, he donated and put contributions in the ministry. He went to a ministry. He paid his tithes, field offering, and donations. And matter of fact, he was so tough. He told Peter, look here, since I ain't my pocket's a little thin, but go down to the sea and look for who and take what out of his mouth. He said, go down and watch what he say in verse 27.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 47. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go you into the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first come up. And when you have opened his mouth, you should find a piece of money that take and give it to them for me and you.
Yeah. So you see, remember we read Yahweh said, Father himself, for example. He paid. You got some say, well, you know, no, I don't pay. I don't pay no tithes to our donations. Okay, good. You mean no, you ain't doing no violence. That means you greater than this man. You greater than this man. See, Yahweh the Son said, Father himself, he paid tithes, free will offering, and donation to the ministry. You just got through reading. Do your master pay tithes? Yes. And he going to tell me where to go and get the money. He went down until the first fish come up. He going to have a big old piece of gold in his mouth. Get it? Throw it in the box. So if we're going to follow him, why don't we follow him and stop following those that have no understanding that it is your duty to do money. It's your duty just like he do it. Let's give another case in point. Let's go to Mark chapter 12, verse 41 there. Let's find out something else in Mark 12, 41. And daughter, take a look at this rapture in a minute. So we're going to take a little quick look at this Matthew. Have me Matthew 24, 37 down to verse 44, daughter. And elder, have me Luke chapter 17, 32 to 35, going back to back in a second. You take a look at this rapture and see if you can hold up when you shine any kind of light on it. Come on, y'all, mind us talk about this woman right here. Mark 12:41.
The book of Mark, chapter 12:41, read. And Yahweh the Son sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cashed money into the treasury, and many that were rich cashed in much.
Yeah. So he watched them throw money in. And what happened next? What's the next verse come? What's the next verse come in? They were throwing money into the treasury, into the box. Next verse.
Verse 42. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. Verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
And he
good,
called.
That's good. So this woman came to the temple, a poor woman, and she paid her tribute and donation. She did. Luke chapter 18, verse 12. Let's see about some more dignitaries. Luke 18, verse 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 12. I fast twice in a week. I give tithe, money, of all that I possess.
Yeah. So now, but where did this understanding from to pay tithes at? Where did this understanding from? Why? What is he working with? Let's run back to Genesis 14:19-20. Where are you getting this from to pay tithes? Huh? It's tithes done away with. Where are you getting this from? He said, I pay tithes. I pay my tithes. This is the book of Luke. Where is he getting this from? Genesis 14:19-20.
Book of Genesis, chapter 14:19-20. Genesis 14:19 read. And he blessed them and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Yahweh, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which has delivered my enemies into your hand. And he gave them tithes of all.
He delivered into thy hand, his hand. So the enemy was delivered into his hand. And he gave tithes of all. Remember we read earlier about daughter, when leadership understands this thing, the people going to get happy too. So now when Abraham paid his tithes, then when he had a grandson, what did he do in 28, verse 20 to 22? Same book of Genesis. Look at his grandson do and say. He going to tell you what is a tithe. He going to tell you exactly what a tithe means in Genesis 28:20-22.
Go on to the book of Genesis, chapter 28:20-22. Genesis 28:20 reads, and Jacob bowed about, saying, and Jacob bowed about saying, if Yahweh be with you, if Yahweh would be with me, and would keep me in the way that I go, and give me bread to eat, and a garment to put on. Verse 21. So that I come again to my father's family in peace. Then shall Yahweh be my Yahweh. Verse 22. It is so which I have set for a pillar, to be Yahweh's temple, and of all that you should give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
Yeah. His grandson said of Abraham, he said, if Yahweh be with me, I'm going to make sure I know I take a tenth out of whatever I get my hand on, it goes to you. But dignitaries are here, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Look what it says in Hebrews 7:4. Unless God is greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Look what it says in 7:4.
The book of the Israelites,
Luteburg Hebrew, chapter 7, verse 4, read. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even their patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil.
So are you greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? Are you greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? No, you're not. That's why I said, come up out of Christianity. This is how you get your blessing, by doing these things. Now, in Acts chapter 9, verse 36 and 39, there, young man, let's find out something real quick. Yeah, let's begin on the rapture. We'll begin on the rapture in a second. Acts 9, 36 and 39 says what?
Acts chapter 9, verse 36 and 39. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 36. Read. Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and all deeds which she did. Verse 39. Then Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and sore. The coats and garments was Dorcas made while she was with them.
Oh, so she made garments. She made a lot of garments. But what did she do in verse 36 again, young man? She got what? She made garments. And what did she do when she sold a garment? And according to verse number 36.
The book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and all deeds which she did.
That means the alms was the money. She knew how to all, when she done something, she made sure the ministry got part of it. Is that what we're reading? What did she do for a living?
Hallelujah.
She made garments. And she knew how to pull that 10% out of it. And they showed the ministry got some of it. Because she was a good work and alms money deed. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
Good work.
Hallelujah.
And money deed. She was good work and money deed. So what that mean with the precept? Titus chapter 3, 8 and 14. So she had a job. And her job was making garments. But she knew one thing, when she made whatever she made and whatever she did, she knew how to put out that 10% and make sure the ministry had part of it. Because she was a good worker in money deeds. And that was reading your mind.
Hallelujah.
Good work in money deeds. Titus chapter 3, 8 and 14.
The book of Titus. Chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahuwah might be careful to maintain good works. These things are
maintain
good.
Maintain good works. That means not. Once upon a time ago, I used to pay my 10% contributions and donations. You're supposed to maintain good work. Is that what we're reading? Maintain.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 14.
Book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful.
So you maintain good works. You know, what fun time ago was a great child tale. And all of a sudden now, you got amnesia. No, you don't get no amnesia. You see, you got to maintain it. Because the beat goes on. Let's get a preach up on that Mother Day up as well. Hey, Mother of Israel, we know you got the grandbabies all quiet now. Everybody's okay now. So now in 1035 to 39, let me show you why we got to maintain good work. Hebrews 10, 35 to 39, that Mother D.F. Israel. Let's talk about it, Mother, before we go on this rapture. Come on. 5 down to verse 39.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. Verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. 37. Forget a little while. And he that shall come, and will not tarry. Okay, say that. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man shall have no pleasure in him, that we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
So we got to maintain good work and we got to keep that and don't draw back, Mother. So we got to keep what, Mother? The precept in Psalm 40, verse 8. What we got? What do you mean by you had a good word there, but it's flipping it right now? But I know the precept is 40 verse 8 of Psalm. We got to make sure we maintain what? Maintain what, Mother? Psalm 40 verse 8.
I delight to do your will, oh my God. Yes, your law is within my mind.
So what we got to do is maintain good works by keeping them all that and commandments. If Yahweh the Son said follow his steps, and he paid tithes free without his donation, unless you greater than Yahweh the Son, greater than Moses, I mean greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, then right on. Then you can tell somebody, well, no, I don't pay tithes. I used to pay tithes. But since I don't know where my money going at, well, your money going at. See that? Where your money going at? That kind of talk with that, that's not good. So let's go on the rapture. Because one thing about it, whoever Yahweh put in place, he'd be able to check it out. A lot of things in the making. Like you said, the unseen things that's been done. A whole lot of things in the making. Great big temple in the making. Great big banquet hall, radio station. That's why we got to maintain good work. We got to make sure we take care of his man's business, and do. Then we got to do 35 verse 20, Mother. Hey, Mother, what we do once we pay our tithes through a free will offering and donation? What do we supposed to do according to the Bible and 35 verse 20 of Exodus?
Exodus.
35 verse 20. Once we pay our tithes, free will offering and donation, what are we supposed to do according to the Bible?
Exodus 35, verse 20. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses.
You see that? Once you pay your tithes and free will offering donations, you'll done your job. Your job is over. You ain't about to worry about which way it's gone because you don't go the right way. Y'all walk out that. Before you even come out your mouth. Where my money going? Where my money going there?
Oh.
Now, $2 get to give him his rapture. We're going to give him his rapture now. Now here go the Christians. Here go their hot spot. Matthew was 24, 37 to 44, daughter. Come on, talk about it. They'll have me the backup verse in Luke 32 to 35. Let's find out about your rapture. Here we go.
The book of Matthew, chapter 24. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 37 to 44. Matthew 24, verses 37 to 44. Verse 37 reads, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Verse 38. "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark." Verse 39. "And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Verse 40. "Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left." Verse 41. "Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour our Yahuwah doeth come." Verse 43. "But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." Verse 44. "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, Son of Man cometh."
Mm-hmm. So read verse 40 and 41. Once you read 40 and 41, if you want to comment for the national audience, you can. Once you read 40 and 41, if you want to comment, fine. If you want to pass, that's good too. Read verse 40 and 41.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 and 41. Verse 40 reads, "Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other one left." Verse 41. "Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left."
Mm-hmm. You want to say about that to the national audience over 900,000 strong there?
Yes, what I see here,
I see
somebody that's obedient to the covenant and somebody that's being disobedient. One that was taken is the one that was obedient, and the one that was left is the one that was disobedient.
Okay, the one was left, the one was taken, was the one disobedient, the one that was left was say it again, though.
I said the one that was taken was obedient, but the one that was left was disobedient.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back with you on that after we read a little bit more from the elder, and I'm gonna see what you stand on what you say now. Stand on what you're saying. Hey, yo, we're going to Luke chapter 17, 32 down to verse 35. What you got there, yo?
Luke chapter 17,
32
to
35.
Okay, Luke chapter 17, reading 32 to 35. 32 says, "Remember Lot's wife," 33, "whosoever seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. 34. I tell you, in that night there were two men in one bed, and the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. 35. Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken and the other left.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 34 and 35, little audio, and Elder, if you want to comment on that, you want to, once you read 34 and 35, we want to hear your comment on that. Read 34 and 35.
34 once.
Huh?
34 says, I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. 35. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left.
So, you want to make a statement or a comment, anything on 34 and 35?
Well, I've seen that before. I've seen that before where two people could be playing basketball and one fall down and don't get up and the other one continue shooting.
Okay. So we want to put this in respect. Which one you want to be according to 34 and 35?
I think I'd rather keep
You what?
I think I'd rather keep playing ball, and if he can't get up, I know he was taken.
So which one you want to be? You want to be left or taken?
I want to be left. Continue shooting. I want to be left. Continue shooting.
Okay, good.
Two land in one bed. One don't get up.
Okay. Daughter, according to verse 40 and 41, what you read in 24, which one you want to be, daughter, according to 40 and 41? Which one you want to be, daughter?
Yes. Be thinking myself. Be thinking within myself. I would rather be left. I don't want to be taken. I want to enjoy what's coming. I want to be left.
Okay. when he comes, remember, this is the rapture. Now, this is what a Christian going to get the rapture at. So you want to be, this is the rapture. So now you want to be raptured away, or you want to be left? This is what he's going at now. Which one you want to be, raptured away or left?
I want to be left. Left. I want to be left because the heaven is coming here on earth. I want to be left coming here.
All right.
For what y'all got
for me too. All right. All right. Okay, good enough. Now we're going to see him do a little edifying. Hey, Mother, give up Israel. What do Amos 3 verse 7 say? Back up with Revelation 7 verse 10. What do Amos 3 verse 7 say, Mother? And young lion, have me second. There's a 13:12 down to verse 26 waiting on me, young lion. Have that waiting on me. We gonna examine something now, and we're gonna see can we give. Now Elder said he wants to be the one to keep shooting that basketball, so he wanna be taken. That's the one that's laying down, stay down there. Okay. All right, Elder. You got it. Now. But Mother, give me Amos 3, verse 7, and Revelation 10, verse 7, what does it say?
Amos chapter 3, verse 7.
Yeah.
Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant to see it.
Yeah, so who will know the secret about the rapture? It's going to be who, Mother, according to 3 verse 7?
Surely Yahweh will do, but he will reveal his secret unto his servant, the seer.
10 verse 7, Revelation. Let's get some end time pop, Johnny Mo.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh shall be finished, as he has declared to his servant the seal.
So who know the mystery of the taking and left is going to be the seer. So that's who know the mystery of the taking and left. Let's see what the mystery is of the taking and the left. Now, so we know the seer, he revealed to the seer. So whoever the seer was at that time, he revealed to the seer at that time, and that seer passed it on to the next seer at that time, next one at that time, they passed it on. Now we go on to 2nd Ezra and find out what was told to the seer about the rapture.
Uh-oh.
2nd Ezra 13, pick up verse 12. Now this, a daughter Yahweh, and Elder, listen real good. Now remember, he will do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants, the seer. Now the servant seer getting ready to tell you exactly about the rapture. 13:12, read a little bit. Down
the
line, come on. Take a time, read a little bit.
The book of 2nd Ezra, the seer, chapter 13, verse 12, down to verse 36. 2nd Ezra, the seer, chapter 13, verse 12. Afterward, I saw the same man came down from the mountain and called unto him another peaceable multitude. Verse 13. And there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, some of them were bound, and other some brought of him that were offered. Then was I sick through great fear, and I awaked and said, verse 14, you have showed your servant these wonders from the beginning, and has counted me worthy that you should receive my prayer. Verse 15. Show me now yet the interpretation of this dream. Verse 16. For as I conceive and my understanding, woe unto them that should be left in those days, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind. Verse 17, but they that were not left were in heaviness. Verse 18, now understandeth I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind. Verse 19, therefore are they come unto great pearls and many necessities, like as these dreams declare. Verse 20.
Hold on, young lion. I want you to read this now. Take the time, because remember, we know you've been edified on this already. We try to edify those that's going to be teaching this and those who really want to be clear about something. Well, take the time and look at this verse real carefully in verse 16 and 17. Take your time and listen to what the angel from heaven said. And that was Yahweh. When the angel of Yahweh talked, according to 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, we'll be clear when the angel say something. Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, we'll be clear once you find out the angel is saying something. Matthew 12,
31, 32, 36, 37 says what? Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. Verse 31, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto me. Verse 32. And whosoever speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And 36 and 37. But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
So the angel is going to tell you exactly about this right here. And if you blaspheme against what the angel says to the seer, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. Is that what rain daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
Let's see what the angel says. That once you find the angel have said this, then whatever he said, if it's claiming, it will be the end of it. 16 and 17. Come on, young line.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 13. Verse 16 and 17. Second Ezra, the seer, chapter 13, verse 16. For as I conceive in my understanding, woe to them that should be left in those days, and much more woe to them that are not left from behind.
Wait a minute, y'all. Remember, it's going to be more woe to the ones that is, like I said, taken up of the way. Is that what we're in here? Hey, is that what we're in?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will be taken away from here. It's going to be more on them that won't be taken away from here. And that's what we're reading so far. Do what the angel saying now.
Yahweh
is telling the seer that the one that's going to be taken, it's going to be more woes on them ones that's going to be taken. And we're going to find out where they're going to be taken shortly. Verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17, 2nd Ezra chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17 reads, "For they that were not left were in heaviness." Verse 18, "Now understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind."
What will happen to them? Verse 19.
Verse 19, "Therefore are they that come in great pearls and many necessities like as these dreams declare."
Hold up one. See,
thank you, Dad.
Now, we ain't got time for that, but in the seventh chapter of Second Israel, it'll tell you that to get to the places you want to get to, it's going to be aisle one side, wall on one. It'll be a whole lot of things from seven all the way tomorrow. So he let you know for you to get to where you want to get to, you have to walk the straight and narrow. You have to be a law that's in commanding people. You can't go to your left. You can't go to the right. You got to maintain good works to get to this kingdom that we might read in this lesson. We might. I don't know. But it's in the seventh chapter. We might get to it. But let's take care of this first. Keep reading, y'all. 20.
Right, I'm at verse 20. "Yet it is easier for him that is in danger to come to these things than to pass away as a cloud out of the world and not to see the things that happened in the last days. And he answered to me and said," verse 21, "The interpretation of the vision shall I show you, and I will open unto you the things that you have required." Verse 22. "Whereas you have spoken of them that are left behind, this is the interpretation." Verse 23. He that should endure the pearl is that time has kept himself. They that be fallen into danger are such
as have works and faith, covenant toward the Almighty Yahuwah. Verse 24. Know this therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead.
He said, you more blessed when you be left behind. Now,
That's why I said I had a second. That's a B. Thank you. Yeah, that way I could take my next shot. We're going to read a little bit more, dog. Come on, we smoke. Now let's find. We're going to find out in a minute. Come on, come on, young line. I'm at verse 25. Verse 25. This is their meaning of the vision. Whereas you saw a man coming up from the midst of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. The same is he whom Yahuwah the highest have kept a great season, which by his own self should deliver his creature, and he shall order them that are left behind. Verse 27.
He'll order the ones that are left behind. Oh, okay. All right. So he'll order the ones that be left behind, but he also will do another order or daughter. Hey, daughter, let's see what another order he's going to do in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 and 43. We're going to find out another order he's going to do. Let's see what he's going to do now, though. Matthew 13, 41 to 43.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 through 43. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them which do, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the S-U-N in the kingdom of their Father. Whom have ears to hear, let him hear.
So he's right, you got ear to hear. So he's coming to seal the one that left, but he's sending the angels to come and snatch him that to be taken away. And where they going again, daughter?
To a furnace of fire.
Oh, so the one that's going to be raptured away, they're going to be raptured where, daughter?
In the furnace of fire.
Matthew 18, verse 8 and 9. Matthew 8. See, Christianity is a morphine drip. Oh, I'll be glad when the Lord come taking me away. Yeah, but taking you away. Matthew 18, verse 8 and 9. Help me, Matthew 25, verse 30 and 41. 30 and 41. Wait on me, yo. Let's see what he says in Matthew 18, verse 8 and 9. On the ones that want to be raptured away.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads, wherefore, if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting. Verse 9, and if thy eye offend you, pluck it out, cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast in hell fire.
The one that's going to be raptured away, where they going, daughter?
To a furnace of fire.
Matthew 25:30-41, elder. Hey, mother, dear Israel, have me Matthew 22:13 waiting on me. And young line have me Mark chapter 9:42-50. And Isaiah 66, verse 24. And daughter, you come back to Luke 16, 22-29. And this should be enough to get your attention that the rapture ain't about a morphine drip. It's total opposite. Oh, you won't be raptured away. Come on, yo. 25, 30, and 41.
Okay. I thought you said Matthew chapter 25, 30.
And 41.
And verse number.
And 41.
verse number 30 says, And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse number 41 says, Then shall he say also unto them, On the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his minister spirits.
Thank you, sir. So the one they're going to be taking, be grabbed in the collar. Where they going, Elder?
Shoveling cold.
They're going to the fire. The one that's going to be raptured away from the kingdom on earth is going into a lake of fire. Come on, Mother of Israel. 22:13. Planet Earth, you going into what Yahweh get ready to tell you where you're going if you don't be left here. Mark 9:42 to verse 50. Come on, young lad.
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 42 to 50. Mark chapter 9, verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better of him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he was cast into the sea. 43. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maiming than having two hands to go into hell, or to the lake of fire, to the fire that never should be quenched. Verse 44. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. 45. And if your foot offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter hell and to life than having two feet to be cast into hell and to the fire that never should be quenched. 46. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. 47. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh with one eye than having two eyes be cast into hell fire. 48. Wherefore that worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. 49. And everyone should be salted with fire, and every sacrifice should be salted with salt. 50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith ye, where ye salted it, have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
Otherwise, if you don't have the proper understanding, he said, you're going to end up on the short end of things. That's what he's trying to tell you. Precept that says, Isaiah 66, verse 24. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 66, verse 24.
Look, Isaiah 66, verse 24. Read. And it should go forth and look upon the carcass of men that have sinned against me. For that worm shall not die, neither should their fire be quick, and they should be in a warring unto all flesh.
Mm-hmm. So you see where you're going if you've been taken, you're taken to the fire. Now, daughter, Peter, still up in the cold of saving, daughter. What it say in Luke 16:22-29, daughter? Now, we should have watched the actual home run of the whole thing. Daughter Yahweh, the cold of saving, getting in Luke 16. 22 verse 29,
that
daughter Yahweh. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 22 to 29, through 29. Verse 22 reads, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. 23. And in